Participable Vaishnavas, respected gentlemen and ladies and beloved children, again I am present in front of you all by the grace of Lord Krishna. I do not know before me what told Sripad Jagannath Vallabh Prabhu about me. I cannot understand the language. Actually, I am blind what he is telling. But I know must be there is some glorification. In the scripture, we can see these three things, Kanak, Kamini and Pratishtha. Kanak means all the wealth, and wealth's goddess is Lakshmi Devi. Then all the wealth will be offered to Narayan, and all the ladies and girls will be offered for Lord Krishna, and all the name and fame must offer to Sri Gurudev. These three, if we can use properly, then we not will be bonded by that Kanak, Kamini and Pratishtha. Then first I want to offer all the Pratishtha, all the fame to my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Rupa Kakshrida Deva Goswami, whose divine mercy makes me as a preacher of Krishna consciousness and given me as position as servitor. I am going country to country. What the service of my Divine Master, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami, because he wants, I must preach Krishna consciousness, and that way he tried to make me as his instrument. I must say, I must confess that I was not a good boy and not a good person. I joined his lotus feet when I was 17 years old. You can say in English tradition that teenager. And village boy, no quality, no qualification. But what has seen my Guru Maharaj within me, I do not know. He thinks this boy will be devotee in future and can preach Krishna consciousness. At present I have some realization. Why Guru Maharaj chosen me? Then one quality I have seen through my realization, I was simple-hearted. Do not know any diplomacy. And very straight I am proceeding with brave.
Courage.
Also, it was my sanskar. Yad vibheti swayam bhayam. If I shall take shelter, the God must save me. Maybe that was a good quality, little, and everything was very bad. But now I shall say, I become gradually a good boy. Using word this boy, because I am always thinking I am protected by Guru Maharaj, who is my like father, like master, like everything. And it is truth, never I feel in front of Guru Maharaj I am a man. Also, it is truth, Guru Maharaj wants me to go forward, but I am going forward everywhere, but not in front of Guru Maharaj I can give a lecture properly. Always fearful. Anything I shall tell, any wrong, he will get pain. That was very fearful for me. This period gone up to 12 to 15 years when I was with Guru Maharaj. After that, fear gone, and I can give lecture in front of Guru Maharaj fearlessly. Then, now I am very much conscious about my duty. Why Guru Maharaj paying his energy for me? I am very much conscious for that. Then I am trying to serve his divine grace as his desire. Yeah, I can preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. That was his heartfelt desire. What he expected from me, I am trying to fulfill that. And I surprise, previous all arrangement he make for me. Otherwise, I shall not get a good friend like Sripad Sudhir Goswami, Sripad Ashram Maharaj, and Sripad Giri Maharaj, Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, and many of the sannyasins, brahmacharins, grihastha, and so many lady devotees. All is very affectionate. Guru Maharaj make this environment for my preaching. And supremely what I have got about preaching in this Western world, that is mercy of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. That Prabhupada, you know, after coming in this Western world, but Guru Maharaj given my hand to Prabhupada, you teach this boy Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You know the relationship with Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. One book first published, Srimad Sudhir Goswami Maharaj, Guardian of Devotion. They are very clearly given, very, very clear relation with Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. If you love, love my dog, this is very famous phrase. Then Prabhupada giving his much love and affection to me because I was servant of Srila Siddhartha Maharaj. Actually, he considered me as a good character dog of Srila Siddhartha Maharaj. Maybe I have some pedigree. Srila Prabhupada said, my relation with Srila Siddhartha Maharaj is very intimate. It is taped, and that tape with us. By the grace of Sudhir Goswami Maharaj, we read it and very happy. Why I am telling this story? Because we, no one can enter into this world, into this atheistic world, you can say. But by the grace of Prabhupada, happily we enter America, England, German, last Russia. Because by the wills of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Krishna, and by good wishes, affection of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada come alone, proceeded through America, alone. 1 year, too much austerity he had got. After that, door was open for his preaching. Through his divine weapon, he blasted the egoist world and make very high road for us to enter into every country. Really, he makes subjective evolution to every country, America, Venezuela, Brazil, Mexico,
Australia,
Germany, Japan, everywhere. Where he went, he blasted the ego and put in that seed of Krishna consciousness. And today, it is so widely spreaded in this material world. It was famous phrase in our society. Every captain, general, when going for preaching, he is preaching so much and coming back to Sridhar Maharaj and reporting him they are preaching. Srila Bhakti Saranga Gosai Maharaj, Sripad Madhusudan Maharaj, Sripad Madhav Maharaj, Sripad Paramahansa Maharaj, and so many sannyasi brahmachari, time to time they are coming to see Srila Guru Maharaj and reporting their preaching report. Srila Prabhupada also, every time when he is going back to India, first going to Srila Guru Maharaj and giving his preaching report. And time to time also he is sending letter to Srila Guru Maharaj, to me, about his preaching progress. That's also not sufficient for Srila Prabhupada. For that, Prabhupada telling to me, "Oh Govinda Maharaj, you come with me and you will see which way I am preaching, and you give report to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he will be more happy." But Srila Guru Maharaj's health not was showing good. For that I cannot come with his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. But by their grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, their desire fulfilled something by me, and for that I am very happy. I enter into the Western world, and everywhere I am getting more than Srila Prabhupada, the reception from the group of the devotees. In 92, I went to Hawaii first. Before that, Prabhupada's letter, Prabhupada wrote me, "Govinda Maharaj, you cannot believe which way they are receiving me. Tears, with tearful eyes and rose flower, full of rose flower in the ground. If you will see, you will be surprised which way they are receiving me." In Bengali, he wrote me, right in Bengali. "Ye chokher chale gulab phule, e dhoroner reception tumi kokhono chinta korte paro na." My English is not clear, but Prabhupada's Bengali is very clear. But when I went that Hawaii, I have got more than Prabhupada. The one big pyramid happened with tears and flowers. Then, by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, I am present with you. What they teach you, many knows their teachings because you read the many books, what published by ISKCON, what published by our society. But quality, character of the devotees, what kind will be necessary to be concerned about that consciousness. That was the preaching of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. Guru Maharaj one day story told one story. A goddess Parvati Devi asking one question to Lord Shiva. Who is the worshipable, supreme worshipable? Please tell me. Lord Shiva, he is the supreme Vaishnava. Srimad Bhagavat said, Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu. Then his answer as pure, he giving to Goddess Parvati, Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param. No doubt it is supreme worshipable God is Vishnu, Lord Krishna. Then Lord Shiva looking the face of Lord Goddess Parvati, and Parvati's face not was so happy and thinking. Goddess Parvati thinking, Vishnu is the supreme, no doubt, worshipable. But I am worshipping my Lord, Lord Shankar Shiva. I have no separate arrangement. Only I know Lord Shiva and I am worshipping him. Then Lord Shiva, next line, express. But tasmat tarpa paratarang devi tadiyanam samarchanam aradhananam sarvesam vishnor aradhanam param tasmat paratarang devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Who will worship the Lord Krishna's devotee? He is the highest worshipper. Devotee of Krishna, devotee of Vishnu, they are most worshipable. Worshipable, then they are God as Krishna. Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat paratarang devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Tadiyanam means who is the devotee of Vishnu, who is the devotee of Krishna, he is worshipped. Then Parvati Devi was very happy and his smile, and Lord Shiva also was smile, because Parvati Devi knows I am worshipping Lord Shiva and Shiva is the supreme Vaishnava. Who is worshipping Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra and Lord Vishnu? It's same. Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, it's same. Then, here must be noticeable that we are worshipper, we are trying to satisfy Lord Krishna, but which way it will be possible? Through his devotee. It will be very easiest process for satisfaction of our Lord. Bhagavad Bhaktita Sarvam ittutsritya vidhirupi kaivacchan krishna padaika swayattam saranagati. Who is fully surrendered to Krishna and worshipping Lord Krishna, leaving everything, activity, he is the best worshipper for junior sincere seekers. This is the scripture's advice. If you want to satisfy Lord, you try to satisfy his devotee. But we must try to be devotee and fully surrender to Lord Krishna. Otherwise, not only be devotee. Devotion is bhakti. And bhakti lata bees Gurudev gave it to us, and we planted that bhakti lata bees. If we make any offense to the Vaishnava, it will be destroyed. Yes. Then we must be careful not to make any offense to Vaishnava. We are not getting proper result of chanting. And there is 10 kinds of offenses, that is the cause. When clean way we will try to serve the Harinam, Harinam will be much merciful to us. But we'll attract the divine form of Lord, that Harinam, through our service, and that service will go, service to the devotee this way. Srila Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu said, Yatrinadami Shunichena Taruri Vasayishnuna Amalina Maradena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That meaning is this: if you are humble and tolerant and give honor to everyone, Vaishnava automatically will get the honor from you. Then it is my earnest request to you all, my friend, and I have right to say something, that please be merciful to yourself, give honor to others. Then the whole world will be your friend, and all the worshippers of God will be merciful to you. This process told Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. And 10 kinds of offense express that more widely. And always think, what I shall do, not will give pain to the Vaishnava. You are all together doing some practice, Krishna consciousness. It will reveal in your heart, I am sure. Where is love, affection, beauty, charm, ecstasy and eternity, that divine name pushing your door, open your door and receive that divine name in your heart. Here is few days gone, some Harinam Sankirtan with you all. Everyone have got some new light, and again it will be possible in the future, I believe it, I shall be in this world or not, that is not a question. But here you have so many friends, so many Vaishnava, dignitary Vaishnava from India, from America, from different countries. They will come again and again, and you are also so qualified. I have seen the face of the Russian devotees, Russian people, very simple-hearted, but very strong. Then you can proceed without fear, happily, to your destination, service to the Lord. The scripture said many things, but this is very appropriate for this age. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatirannaka. No other alternative in this age of Kali Yuga without the divine name of the Lord, the transcendental vibration form of God. It is a system of all religion, they are chanting the holy name of God, or holy name of Allah, holy name of Krishna, this way. Then, here is no doubt, the chanting the holy name, this is the best process. Chant Hare Krishna without offense, be merciful to everyone, careful for your spiritual life, and proceed on to your destination. This is my prayer to you all. Because I am related with you all, and I have some right to pray for Krishna for you, give me that chance to pray. Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Srila Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, etc. They are always very kind to the Western world. I have not seen like this mood of devotion. Where I am going, I am seeing the mood of devotion, and I am surprised to see that. Why? I am not like you. You are getting benefit, will get benefit. I am also getting benefit with association of you all. It is not material anything, relation with you and us. This connection is spiritual connection, and spiritually we can feel it when we make ourselves clean. It is very wellly we can feel. Krishna bless you. Jai Om Vishwasila Bhakti Nakasila Devasai Maharaj Ki Jai.